It's the dictionary.
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 Word nerds, how you doing? Word nerds, read the words, love the words, study them words. My name is Spencer, this is episode F183, and we are going to start in the middle of the first form of the word form. Well, it's not the middle, it's like three quarters of the way through, of course. You need to follow this journey in order. Go listen to the previous episode. Before this one, all right, here we go. We are starting with definition 10A1 for the first form of form. It means manner of coordinating elements. And I guess what types of elements would be artistic production or course of reasoning. So you are the manner of coordinating those things, coordinating the artistic production that is form. Okay. Well, let's see. I think actually, you know what? I missed a whole line. I drew a little line here and I drew it in the wrong place to tell me where to start. So what it really is orderly method of arrangement and also manner of coordinating elements. Aha, okay, we get a little bit more. The orderly method of arrangement as in the presentation of ideas. How are you going to present your ideas? You have to put them in a certain form. You got to order them in a way. You don't want to go from this idea to that idea back to this idea. You got to do it in a logical form. Format. Okay, and then we talked about the second part, and now we're going to go on to 10A2, which is a particular kind or instance of such arrangement, as in the sonnet is a poetical form. It's one of the forms of poems. There's sonnets, and there's limericks, and maybe that's all of them. I think that's everything. Well, I guess we could throw in haikus as well, but other than that, maybe there's epic. Yeah, okay, there's four. But maybe that's it. Maybe that those are all the poetical forms. Arranging the words in a certain way. Okay, now we got 10B. The synonyms are pattern and schema. As in, arguments of the same logical form. The same pattern, the same schema, the same logical form. Yes, arguments can come in logical forms. That's what they teach you in law school, which I never did. No, I did not. Now we have 10C, the structural element, plan, or design of a work of art. And it says compared to the 2C definition for content. So the content would be what is it about? What does it consist of? But the form for a work of art is the structural element, plan, or design. How is it designed? Why is it designed that way, maybe? Or is it less about why and more about how? What is it made out of? This is what we were talking about when we said, the very beginning of the word form, the shape and structure of something. Just a physical thing. What is the form? I mean, there's that whole conversation of, what is it, form versus function? A little bit different when it comes to art, but it's the form versus the content. You need both. The content probably decides the form to an extent. It depends on the artist and it depends on the art. But maybe sometimes, maybe it's all form. It's got to have a form if it's going to have a content. What is that form that you want to turn your art into? Dance. Okay, now we got 10D. A visible and measurable unit defined by a contour, also a bounded surface or volume. A bounded surface or volume. You've got the whole world in your hands, and that is bound by your hands. The whole world is, it's, that's the form of the world. But then also, boy, this is just such a big block of text here. It's overwhelming. But the first part was a visible and measurable unit defined by a contour. The form, a measurable unit defined by a contour. Well, a contour is just like a shape, maybe a curvy shape, and that's you can measure it. So that's the form. Okay. Number 11. This is a grade in a British school or in some American private schools. A grade. Now, is this like an age grade? First grade, second grade, third grade, freshman, sophomore, junior, senior form? Or is it the grade that you get in school? This one is confusing to me because I did not go to American private school and I did not go to school in the British schools. Let's see. School grade form. I don't know if this is going to get me what I want it to get. A school grade form can refer to several types of form. A form for students to check their grades. A form for teachers. Blah, blah. The AI doesn't know what to do with this information that I typed in. Yeah, I don't know. It's not an easy thing to Google. I guess I could try harder, but I don't wanna. I just don't wanna. Yeah, okay, interesting. If you are aware of this, maybe there's a couple of British people out there. I don't know if I have any listeners who went to American private school, but any British listeners can call in with the Google voice number and let me know, what is this grade? A grade you earn, a grade that you're at because of your age. Okay, 12A1, the past performance of a racehorse. They say that the, that racehorse, what is it, Sovereignty, I think, was maybe the new one in the Kentucky Derby. Don't care about the Kentucky Derby whatsoever, but I think I remember seeing that name in the headlines. So Sovereignty, had such a good form in their past performances. Number 12A2, the synonym is racing form. What is your racing form? My racing form is like this. This is how I race. You can't even see the bottom half. Number 12B, this is known ability to perform. The example is a singer at the top of her form. So at the top of her known ability to perform, we know that she can perform at this ability. And interesting that perform and form. Did you see it? Did you hear it? The word form is in perform. My known ability to perform is, this is about it. Now we have 12C. Condition suitable for performing. Like what? What are we performing here? Possibly athletic competition. The example is back on form. I was injured, but now I'm feeling good, so I'm back on form. I can now perform those athletic things of feats of athleticism. Hey, you know what I didn't do in the previous episode, because we hadn't finished the word form yet, was I didn't talk about the etymology. So let's do that now. There's not much. It's from the Latin forma, which means form or beauty, which I feel like, did we see that? Yes, I think one of the definitions was just beauty or something. So yeah, form or beauty. Was it an archaic definition? Yes. 1C archaic was just, the synonym was just beauty. So literally the word form just means beauty. And I still don't know how you use that in the sentence. They're such a form. Look at them. They're such a form. Okay, well, I gotta make a sound effect. I'm gonna go, wow. Now we have the second form of form. Let's scoot up the book. Scooter up. This is a verb from the 13th century, and we are starting with transitive. Number 1A, to give a particular shape to, also shape or mold into a certain state or after a particular model, as in, form the dough into a ball. And then you could pretend it's the world and you can hold it in your hands. Also as in, a state formed along Republican lines. So this is just the action of... I'm trying to use the word and not use the word to form the thing, to create it into a structure of some kind. And there's just a variety of examples here. You can form the state along Republican lines. Literally forming a state maybe along the line of a river. That is now forming the state or the country. I prefer, though, forming the dough or forming a clay into a thing. Ooh, what can we form this into? We can form it into a voodoo doll. Oh, that's probably a not great term to use for somebody who is not culturally using the voodoo. Okay, 1B. To arrange themselves in, the example is, the dancers formed a line. They have arranged themselves into a line, so they formed a line. You better, if you're those dancers are in a line, they better be synchronized to each other, doing the same thing at the same time in the same way, looking all happy. Hee! Kick those legs at the same time with the same leg. Because that's what dancers always do. 1C, to model by instruction and discipline, as in a mind formed by classical education. My mind was formed by movies and a regular education, nothing fancy. To model by instruction and discipline. I was instructed in the form of movies, and the movies disciplined me. Movies were like, no dinner for you until you clean off your plate. Okay, now we got number 2, to give form or shape to. And the synonym is fashion and construct. I'm just going to fashion this right here. I'm going to be MacGruber and form a bomb out of a paperclip and a piece of gum. Number 3, to serve, to make up, or constitute. Also, be an essential or basic element of. To serve or make up or constitute. So you are forming a piece of a thing. Maybe if you form the base of a pyramid, because you'd be the basic element of it. I have been the base of a pyramid of people a couple of times. We got, what would the 10? I think we got 10 people. 4 on the bottom, then 3, then 2, then 1. And somewhere I have a photograph of this. We did this, we formed a pyramid of humans, and we were not athletic or gymnastical in any way. We were just regular old teenagers, and we did this during lunch in one of those big student center areas where it's very casual, and we decided to make a pyramid. And we made a pyramid, and then we fell. I think we got a picture of the pyramid and then a picture of it half falling, and that was pretty great. Boy, I have those somewhere, I think. I don't know. That's going to be a great picture to find. Forming a pyramid. Okay, now we have number 4. The synonyms are develop and acquire, as in form a habit. What habits have you formed? The habits that I have formed are mostly just like my morning routine, stuff like that. But do I have any other habits? Well, itching my face seems to be a habit, my face and my nose, and I don't know if it's because I'm dry or itchy. I mean, I put a lotion on, but, you know, is it the hairs that are sticking out? Is it the hairs that I gotta get rid of to be less itchy? I don't know. But I don't have any of those, quote-unquote, bad habits of, like, cigarettes and alcohol and drugs. You know, I will partake in the alcohol, but it is not a habit. It has not become habitual. I have never smoked a cigarette. I think if I did, I could see how those things become habitual. You know, the drugs are not a habit. None of those things. There's a lot of things that can easily become a habit that you form in a habit. But, I think I'm okay. Yep. Okay. Number 5, to arrange in order The synonym is draw up. Draw up. Let's draw up the plans. Let's form the plans. Let's arrange them in order. Number 6A, to assume an inflection so as to produce. And what are you producing? It's a tense. T-E-N-S-E. Now, this is a little confusing. I think it has to do with words, maybe, because the example is forms the past in the suffix ed. Forms the past in ed. So when you add ed to the end of a word, a verb, you are making it, you are forming it into the past tense. To assume an inflection so as to produce a tense. So you are assuming the inflection of adding ed. So you have formed it. You formed it in the past. All right. It's a little bit weird for my brain, but I mean, I get it. Number 6B, to combine, to make. And what are you making is a compound word. When you are combining the words, like when we say floral organs, I will form those, I will combine those into a new word that I like to say, florgans. So I have formed a compound word. Now, would that be a compound word? That's a portmanteau, I know that. But maybe a compound word could also be isn't, is not. We are forming them into the word of isn't. It's also called a contraction. Have I just completely missed the mark on what a compound word is? What is a compound word? I don't know. Okay, now we have intransitive. Number 1, to become formed or shaped. Go ahead, form me into a shape of some kind. What shape shall it be? It will be a triangle. Okay, now we have number 2, to take form or also come into existence. The synonym is arise. Arise from the dead, form from the dead. You are coming into existence even though you existed before, but now you are re-existing. To take form. Ooh, to take, I'm thinking of some sort of mud jelly creature coming out of the thing and forming itself into, it's like a blobby thing. Ooh, maybe it's the T-1000 from Terminator 2. T-2. We're drinking tea again. Okay, number 3. To take on a definite form, shape, or arrangement. I'm just going to take on this arrangement. I'm going to take on the arrangement of having my arm over here and my leg up there and my face down there. I have taken on a new arrangement, a new form. Formability is a noun. Formable is an adjective. Clay is very formable. Mr. Potato Head is formable. Form on. Ooh, we got a phrase. Form on. To take up a formation next to. Next to? Form on. To take up a formation next to. Why is it next to a thing? You're just taking on a certain formation. So you're forming on. All right, that's it for that. Now, we have the prefix form. It could also be formo. And it means formic acid. And this, the example is formate, which is coming up pretty soon. But first we must go. We have now the suffix form. Ooh, we don't often get a prefix and a suffix back to back. But form is one of those special ones. So, this means in the form or shape of the, it also means resembling. The example is filiform. Filiform, it resembles the shape of a fili? Okay, we got to go back to find filiform because what does that mean? Here we go. We're on the right page. Filibuster, filiform, shaped like a filament. Like a filament, like a long skinny thing. Filiform. There's lots of examples. What's another example? Can he think of an example? Something form. Uniform it's this same. It's the formation is just one thing. All right, now we're gonna go. We have the word formal. First form, adjective from the 14th century, number 1A, belonging to or constituting the form or essence of a thing. The example is formal cause. So this is just the generic, what sort of form is it in? We're describing it as an adjective. It's formal. It's taking on that form. Belonging to, a form or essence of a thing, constituting the form or essence of a thing, a formal cause. Now, why, how, what's the, it's taking on the form of the cause? What's your cause? Oh, you know, just equality for all human beings. So that cause is the, it's the cause. Okay, 1B. Relating to or involving the outward form, structure, relationships, or arrangement of elements rather than content, as in formal logic, also a formal style of painting, also a formal approach to comparative linguistics. All right, let's break this thing down again. Relating to or involving the outward form, structure, relationships, or arrangement of elements, this is rather than the content. This is back to our art conversation. We are not talking about the content of the art. What does it mean? What does it say? The stuff in there. We're talking about the form of it. And so, formal logic would be, we're talking about the logic in terms of how it was arranged, how it was formed, rather than what it's trying to say, I think. A formal style of painting, a formal style of painting. See, this is one of those words that we're going to get to another definition that makes me think of fancy. Formal is fancy, opposed to casual. And so when I think of a formal style of painting, when I think of that sentence, I think, is it a fancy painting? Is the painting going to a black tie dinner, a gala? No. It's talking about... Now, this is what I don't understand also, is a formal style of painting. It is in a certain form. The painting is in a form, but you have to say what that style is, right? A formal style of painting is a what form? What form are you talking about? I don't know. I'm probably... It's not a complete sentence. We also have a formal approach to comparative linguistics. So when you are approaching comparative linguistics in this formal way, you are talking about, again, how the linguistics are compared to each other and how that is structured and formed and not about what the linguistics are saying, I guess. Okay, it's very formal. Now we have 2A. Following or according with established form, custom, or rule, as in lacked formal, where's the line? Lacked formal schooling. You did not go to your schooling that had a proper form, custom, or rule. You went to schooling that had no customs or rules, and it was a free-for-all. Also, as in a formal dinner party. Now, this is a dinner party where you must follow the forms, the customs, the rules of dinner parties. I don't know if that's what a dinner party that I want to go to. Let's be more casual. I prefer the casual things. I can deal with a bit of formalness, but I don't know, because it's about the form. You must adhere to the form. We're all together. We're all doing the same thing. We're all following the form. We're all standing in a line, kicking our legs at the same time. There's another example, formal attire. Yeah, so basically, what I guess this word really means, it's less about fancy. It's more about being the same. Being homogeneous? You know, I could be exaggerating slightly, but I'm pretty sure that's pretty close to what it essentially means. Following with established form, custom, or rule. everybody has to do the same thing generally. Follow those customs, those rules. And, you know, I don't entirely love that. Okay, now we got to be done in due or lawful form, as in a formal contract. That is definitely a form that I can get behind. You want your contracts to be consistent, following the law, that's good. Also, as in, received formal recognition. This recognition was done in due form, lawful form. Your recognition is not illegal, so it's formal. Number 3A, characterized by punctilious respect for form. Punctilious? Well, I'm just going to say that's how it's pronounced. Sure looks like it. Characterized by punctilious respect for form. My respect for form is punctilious. The synonym is methodical, as in very formal in all his dealings. All of his deals are very methodical and punctilious. Would punctual be related to that word? Like you are on time all the time? I would say that I'm kind of formal in this way. I definitely like to be on time or early. I'm not getting distracted by things. If I've got a thing to do, I'm doing that thing. I'm very methodical in my ways, very organized. I like things overall to be organized, so I would say I am formal in some of my dealings. Okay, now we got 3B. This is rigidly ceremonious. This synonym is prim, and we often hear prim with the word proper. Prim and proper. Rigidly ceremonious. We are going to follow the ceremonies to the T. Well, in my timeline, yesterday, I think, they picked a new pope, and they were very formal about this. They're always very formal when they do the conclave. They stick to the rules that have been going on for a very long time, and so they're quite rigidly, ceremoniously prim and formal. Number 4, having the appearance without the substance. If you don't have the substance, you don't have a fun horror movie. Having the appearance without the substance, as in formal Christians who go to church only at Easter. They only deal with the, you know, the big holidays, the traditions. They don't need the substance. They just like the appearance. They like the big things, the weddings, the Easter, the Christmas, those sorts of things. Those are formal Christians. A synonym is the word ceremonial. Formally is an adverb, and formalness is a noun. Any additional etymology doesn't look like it, so we're going to go to the second form of formal, which is a noun from 1605. This is something formal in character. And what might this be? Well, it might be a dance or a dress, like what you are wearing. So this could be a dance, formal in character. Oh, you know, like maybe in Romeo and Juliet times, maybe medieval times, Old English times, they were doing formal dances everybody does the same move, and the men and the women are separated, and they all know the moves, the dance moves. I'm doing a little dance with my feet that you can't see. It's a very formal dance. Also, the dress, you probably have to wear formal dress when you're doing a formal dance, because it's very formal in character. I am a formal character. I only follow the customs and the rules. The third form of formal is an adjective from circa 1934. The synonym, this is interesting. The synonym is the third form of the word molar. Is this the tooth molar, or is this a different kind of molar? The third form? So it's taking form from formula and then adding A-L. But how that's related to molar, I have no friggin' clue. Blah. Now we have the word formaldehyde, which makes me go, blah. I don't know. Doesn't it have a like a gross feeling to it? This word is spelled formal. Let's just get that out of the way. Then D-E-H-Y-D-E. Dehyde. This is a noun from 1872. This is a colorless, pungent, irritating gas, C-H2O, used chiefly in aqueous solution as a disinfectant and preservative and in chemical synthesis. Interesting that the only difference between formaldehyde and water is one carbon atom in that molecule. H2O is water. You add a carbon, it's CH2O, and it becomes formaldehyde. Okay, so it is used chiefly in aqueous solution, like a water solution, and as a disinfectant and preservative. And I think mostly people are aware of it as a preservative. It's going to preserve things. When you see all those weird things, animals and babies in jars, they are probably in formaldehyde because it's going to keep it preserved. This is from the form prefix, which means formic acid. And then also the word aldehyde. No clue what that means. Okay, that's it for formaldehyde. Let's now go on to formalin or formalene, spelled with an L-I-N at the end. This is a noun from 1893. This is a clear aqueous solution of formaldehyde containing a small amount of methanol used especially as a preservative. So this is a type of formaldehyde, I guess. This is from formalin, which is a trademark. So I guess a company like took formaldehyde, maybe they added methanol to it, a small amount of methanol, and then they called it formalin. Oh, how lovely. Let's drink some formalin. No, please don't drink it. I don't think that's going to be good for you. Blah. Now we have the word formalize. This is our very last word. Formalize, spelled F-O-R-M-A-L-I-S-E, which is the British variation of formalize with a Z, which is going to be early in the next episode, and that's that. You can't stop me. All right, let's pick a word of the episode. We had form, 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 formal, 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 formaldehyde, formalin, and formalize. Let's pick formaldehyde as the word of the episode because it's the most different of all of them, I guess. Formaldehyde, 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 formaldehyde. I'm going to be preserved in formaldehyde. That's it. I do have a new movie to tell you about that I watched. Last night we watched The Legend of Billie Jean, which I had never seen before. It's from, I think, 1985 or 6. And it's good. This is a good movie. I don't even know what to say. Other than it has a baby Christian Slater. He's not literally a baby. He was probably in his 20s. But he looks like a baby. I think he plays a teenager. And also another baby who was also 20 years old is Yardley Smith, who plays Lisa Simpson. They're so young. They're so young in this movie. I'd never seen it before. And it's very, very fascinating, very female empowering movie. And if you haven't seen it, you should definitely watch it. It's the story of some young kids on the run because of a misunderstanding, an accident, and some shit goes wrong. And there is a rape attempt, which they didn't really talk about as much as they should have, I thought. But yeah, it's like how this young woman, Billie Jean, becomes this sort of mythical legend in it all takes place in Texas. Anyway, it's a really good movie. You should go watch it. This has been... This is the end of the episode. I am quite formal, as you can tell. And until next time, this is Spencer dispensing information. Goodbye.